Blog Talk Radio.
Repeat. I'm Yahweh. You're going to talk just like
You got a choir, right?
I got something.
All right, see
you. And see, let me tell you something. The sign of growth is when someone can say, I got something that we can read. That's the sign of growth. I got something to add on to that. A.B. or Phoebe is swing down to the 23rd chapter of Exodus. I got something to talk about that add on to what's on the table. We go on to Exodus 23 and figure verse 20 down to verse 22. Let's find out exactly when Brother Yahdah went over and got that precept. We're going to add to that precept about why he's going to say exactly what's on the table. Exodus chapter 23, pick up verse number 20 to 22. What it say?
Exodus chapter 23, verse 20 to 22.
What it say?
Verse 20.
What?
Behold, I sent ministering spirit unto you.
For what reason?
To keep you in the way.
Go ahead.
To bring you into the place which I have prepared.
Uh-huh.
Verse 21.
What?
Beware of him.
But beware of him.
And obey his voice.
And obey his voice.
Yes. Provoke him not.
Don't provoke him now.
For he will not pardon your transgression.
He will not pardon your sin, your transgression. Go ahead. Why?
For my name is in him.
Go ahead and read 22. Here we go.
But if you shall indeed obey his voice.
If you obey his voice.
And do all that I speak.
Wait a minute. And do all that who?
That I speak.
So what is he saying? Obey his voice because that is my voice speaking through him.
Yeah.
He get out that tape recorder, Brother Yahdah Israel saying, that's my voice speaking. So he is repeating exactly what I want him to say in your presence. And if you do all that, what did he say he'll do?
I will be an enemy to your enemy.
So if you follow the blueprint,
yeah.
I will be an enemy to your enemy, you see the man saying?
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
And an adversary.
Uh-huh.
Unto your adversary.
So when you're doing what the man is telling you to do, he with you. If you don't, he's not with you. Back to Brother Yahdah Israel.
Yeah, bro.
Back to St. John 16. Think about that verse number 14 to 16. St. John 16, 14 to 16. John chapter 16. John 16, 14 to 16.
St. John chapter 16, verse 14 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
Amen.
He shall honor me.
Yeah, what I'm saying, the only way he's going to be expressed is me, going to be it.
For he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
Verse 16.
All things that the Father have are mine. Mm-hmm. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, Father, whom I, and shall show it unto you.
Verse 16.
A little while, and you shall not see, and again, a little while, and you shall see me.
Go back to that Exodus 3. We find out that when the minister of spirit show up, it's just like you push play, right? And whatever the Yahweh say is what the minister of spirit is going to repeat. We can develop this same attribute, right? Only repeat what Yahweh say, ain't that right? Book of Exodus 3. Where we at, Mother? Think of that 5-7. Yes, ma'am. Exodus 3. 5-7.
It's chapter 3, verse 5-7.
Mm-hmm. Verse 5. Yes, ma'am.
And he said, draw not near hither. Put off thy shoes from off of thy feet, from this place whereon thou standest is right ground.
Good.
verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the Yahweh of thy father.
The Yahweh of your father, go ahead.
The Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Jacob. And Moses,
Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel.
Yahweh of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And moreover, hid his face from he was afraid to look upon Yahweh.
Verse 7.
And the Yahweh said, I have surely seen thou affliction. My people which are in Egypt polluted from Israel. And have heard thou cry by reason of thou testimony. For I know thou sorrow.
So he say, so when the minister spirit show up on the scene, he speaks as if he is the Almighty Yahweh, right?
That's right.
Brother Chris Israel, let's keep that on that Judges chapter 2. Then we get another example of that. Look at Judges chapter 2. Brother Chris Israel, the right, verse number 1. Judges 2, verse number 1. Brother Chris Israel.
And the ministering spirit of the Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Boshen.
And then what did he say, Captain?
And said,
said what?
I made you go up out of Mizraim and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
Now you mean the minister spirit made a whole statement there, Captain? He said, I made you to come up out of the land of bondage, right? I made a covenant with you. Now you carry when the minister of the spirit speaks, he always say what Yahweh tell him to say, right?
Yahweh.
He don't come up with no alteration. Whatever Yahweh tell him to say, that's all he gonna repeat. Let's run to the book of St. Jude, chapter 14. Oh, the Israel Zero. St. Jude, chapter 14. Spread this down just a little bit more. St. Jude 14, Mother Israel Zero. Look at verse number 26. We'll find out that the minister's view will guide you into all truth, right? Whatever Yahweh has said, that is what he's going to repeat. St. John 14, verse 26. Mother Israel, see you right.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 23.
What do you read?
The comforter, which is the righteous spirit.
The comforter, which is the righteous spirit. Who is?
The Father will send in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you.
So the minister spirit is assigned to teach you all things, right? To bring the things back to your mind, right? Back to your remembrance. Now who is it that he really deal with though?
I got something, Mother E. Look what it says in Nehemiah, for we be clear about to add on to what Brother Yahweh is on. Let's see what it says in the book of Nehemiah chapter 9. Look down at verse number 20. What does it say there, Mother E? And Mother Z held me, Isaiah, waiting on me. But see, can we tie this in? But we can be clear when a person's saying about these visitations that they're making, then we'd be looking for some of this attributes to be in it. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20 says what?
Mm-hmm.
Where it reads. So when you on the right track, what will Yahweh give you? He'll give you that good spirit. See, he'll give you that good spirit when you got him right. So he'll make sure that whatever hindering you, he'll send that good spirit down there to take care of whatever hindering you. Go ahead and read. Where
to instruct him.
Well, wait a minute. What spirit gonna do?
Instruct him.
He's not coming down here to predicate with you. He come down to do what with you?
Instruct you.
So when the middle spirit come down, he's coming down to instruct you. He got a message for you. You know, he gonna put you on the right track when he look down and see you on the right track, he'll send a mental spirit down there to put you on the right track. And they will instruct you, but you know exactly what you're doing. Now, Mother Z, we want to get blessed.
And withhold not thy name, not thy manner from thy mouth, and give them water.
So he'll give you water for thirst, and that water is that word.
Yeah.
So that's what that thirst he'll give you.
Yeah.
But now, on the other hand, that Mother Z, in 63, verse number 9 says what in Isaiah? On the other hand, 9 and 10. Yeah, verse 9, take it all the way down to verse number 10, good enough.
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9 and verse 10.
Yeah, what did it say?
Verse 9,
in
all that affliction.
In all that children of Israel affliction.
He was afflicted.
He was afflicted.
And the ministering spirit of his brethren
saved them. So the mental spirit of they see when Israel in trouble when they're doing right, the mental spirit that's of the presence, and we know who the presence is.
Yeah.
And so we'll leave that out there for later on. But y'all should know plainly who the presence is. Down what? Saved them. Go ahead.
His love.
And you know, to get in Yahweh's love, you got to be doing something that pleases him with that love thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And in his
pity,
he redeemed.
Oh, and so he saved them. He saved them, redeemed them. And he done what?
And he bade them. And carried them all the days of old.
Oh, yeah. So this mental spirit of the present is the one that carried them all the days of old. But what did old Israel love to do, and what happened in 10?
Isaiah 63, verse 10.
What did they do?
10, but they rebelled.
And that what they're doing right now? They rebel. They don't want to wear fringes. They don't want to keep the Sabbath day. They don't want to keep the feast day. Huh? They got an evil eye. All is going on, so, but they rebel and done what?
And
vex his righteous spirit.
Vex his righteous spirit.
So he had the option to do what? So when you vex the righteous spirit, you want to walk straight? You want to come up another way? What happens?
Therefore, he was turned to be their
You mean all that great big old power, now that great big old power is your what?
Enemy.
And what the enemy, and since he's an enemy to you, what are you going to do?
And he fought against
thee. And everything you did, he knocked it out your hand. He hit you inside the head. You look at somebody's steady head, he hit you in the back of your head. To keep you off balance. See, when you rebel against this man, he'll keep you off balance. Back to Brother Yahshua Israel.
That's why.
We find out these ministers' spirits, they make their moves. They don't offer one word that Yahshua has expressed to them to bring to his servant, right? That's what they bring the message to, right? Servant of Yahshua, right?
That's right.
And who are them servants by name that we can read? That they here to bring this information to. That we can read. Who is the one that Yahweh dispatched these minister spirits to with this information? Who is the servant that the minister spirits are? Hebrew chapter 1. 7 and 14. Let's start it right there. Okay, Hebrews chapter 1:7 and 14.
Would they operate on the behalf of David's feet? Hebrews chapter 1:7 and 14. The man on the cross. And the angel, he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his minister a flame of fire?
Make his angel spirit and his minister a flame of fire. Verse 14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
They sent forth to minister to them. And an heir of salvation. Anybody can pile on that precept. Can we make it just plain as can be?
Isaiah 44:1-2.
We got the heirs of salvation. Now, what you're working with that ain't been three days.
Isaiah 44:1.
All right. Isaiah 44:1-2. Come on with it.
Isaiah 44:1-2. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Isaiah 44:1-2.
Isaiah 44:1-2. All right, Brother Chris, you ready to roll? Isaiah 44:1. And now hear, O Israel, my servant and Israel whom I have chosen. Verse 2. Thus saith the Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Israel, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen.
My name, the servant of Yahweh, is who? Israel, right?
That's right.
You would get a second witness on that?
Say something.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 2:14. Daughter.
from Yahweh. Verse 16. Yes, sir.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh.
We are the family of Yahweh. Verse 17. Come up.
Verse 17.
Yes, sir.
And if children,
and if we be the family of Yahweh, what about it?
Being heirs,
then we become what?
Heirs.
Heirs
of Yahweh.
Wait.
Joint heirs with Yahweh's son.
Hello, Captain.
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also
honored
together.
Verse 18.
For I reckon that the
sufferings
of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the honor which shall be revealed in us.
So he said that if we are heirs of Yahweh the Father, then we are joint heirs with Yahweh the Son, right? Let's look at the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, one of the people. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Mother of the Israel is speaking right. Let's see that verse number 1 through 6. 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 1 through 6. Mother of the Israel, of the Royal. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1 through 6. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have the ministry.
We have this ministry.
This ministry.
Great.
As we have received
mercy.
We find not.
Now, Yahweh going to put you into a particular role, right?
Right.
And ain't no bad get out of this thing. Pray, verse 2. Come
on. Verse 2. What has
renounced
the hidden thing of this
honesty.
So you got to let go. Them wicked ways of yours, right?
Right, right.
That's what he's saying is, please, not walking
in
craftiness.
Neither
nor handling,
not handling the word of Yahweh
deceitfully,
but by what? Manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man or woman,
conscious
in the sight of Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son, verse 3. Yes, ma'am.
But if the covenant be hid.
And Paul is expressing some information to the Northern Kingdom in the book in Corinthians, right?
That's right.
If you do your research on the city of Corinth, you find out it was like a melting pot back in the day. All kinds of people. It was like Corinth was like what they call Las Vegas in the day. Come on.
Corinthians
chapter 3, verse 3. But if the covenant be hid, yes, it is hid to them that are lost. So if this covenant be hid, it's hid to those that are what?
Lost.
Who can put a name on the one that's lost? Who is that that's lost? That we can read.
Right.
You're not just hollering out things around here.
All right.
Get out of your chest in the morning. You're ready to shoot that gun.
So what you working with today is this, since your mom was before. Since your mom's already put you out there. And you got to pull yourself out. So what you got going on? Who is it? That's lost. Who is it? That we can read. Who is this that's lost that we can read? Precept. Put the name on the one that is lost. Let's see that in Matthew 15:24. Let's see who by name is lost. Matthew 15:24 says A B C B C Roy. Matthew 15:24. Put a name on who it is lost. We find out who got him in that position, right? Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of Israel.
Lost sheep of the family of Israel. So those that are lost is a sheep of Israel, right? Matthew chapter 10. Of the deep of Israel, see you right. Look at Matthew chapter 10. I'm looking for Matthew chapter 10. Verse number 5 and 6. Mother deep of Israel, see you right. Read 5 to 7. Let's see, when we approach the lost sheep, what is the message we got to give them, Mother dear? Matthew 10, verse 5 through 7.
Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
These
12, Yahweh's son sent forth and commanded them, saying,
saying what?
Go not unto the way of the Gentiles.
Don't go to the other side.
And into any city of the Samaritan, enter you not.
Because in Samaritan you had transplant that was placed in the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 6.
6.
But go what?
Go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And as you go, teach, saying.
Saying what?
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah, Israel, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So the those that are lost by name is the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Go back to that second chronicle, second Corinthians. Who would read that? Mother Z. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Let's take it back to that 3 through 6. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 6. Mother Z. Israel, see you right.
Gracious,
great covenant,
great you the image of Yahweh the Father shall shine unto them.
Verse number 5.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
For we teach not ourselves.
So it ain't about me, right? We teach not ourselves. Hold that point. Go to the book of Luke. I think I want chapter 9. Let me peep at it right quick. Statement in Luke. Let's see if I can pull it out. I'm trying to break in this new book. There's a statement over here in Luke. I think it's Luke chapter 9. Book of Luke chapter 9. Let's take a look at verse number 22. Let's read down to verse 27. Luke chapter 9, verse 22 through 27. Let's see if we can guard this chapter from these scriptures in the book of Luke chapter 9. So say this, see this, see you right. Verse 22 through 27. Let's see what we're working with here.
Luke chapter 9, verse 22 through
27. Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Saying the Son of Man must suffer many things.
Mm-hmm.
And be rejected of the elders and chief priests and
the scribes. So the one that rejected Yahweh the Son was the elders, right?
Mm-hmm.
The elders, that's leadership, man.
That's right.
The elders and the chief priests, right?
That's right.
But we know at this time, these elders and chief priests was fed up by Herod, right? The Edomites.
That's right.
So we can understand why they rejected him, ain't that right?
That's right.
Come on.
And be slain.
And do what?
Be slain.
Well, he's going to be rejected by the elders and chief priests.
Yes.
And they also going to slew him, right? Go ahead.
And be raised the third day.
Well, he's coming back. Yeah, Father already told him I'm going to bring you back the third day, right? Go ahead, me now.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to them,
what
did
he say?
If any man will come after me.
And he said, if any man or woman, you want to get on my team, right? You say, I'm all about some Yahweh. If any man or woman will come after me, what about?
Let him deny himself.
Hold on now. He said, the first thing you got to do is what?
Deny himself.
Can't be about me, myself, and I no more.
Right.
Because when the minister spirit show up, they only tell you what Yahweh say.
Right.
When we show up, we got a lovely song to say. They say the first thing you got to do is deny yourself. Go ahead.
And take up his...
Take up his covenant.
That's right.
Covenant daily.
You mean ain't no rest period for you? I can't take a break. Not according to what y'all want to say.
Right.
You gotta deal with this thing daily, Fred.
Right.
And do what?
It
can't
be
word,
too.
Word daily. Covenant. Word.
Uh-huh.
One in the same in my book. Come on.
Okay. And follow me.
And you gotta get behind y'all Father's Son and take every step he needs to take, right?
Yeah.
Verse 24.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
For whosoever will save his life.
Now, he said whosoever will save his or her life. Well, you know, hold on. Let me touch that up a little bit. Now, he said, for whosoever will save his or her life. He said, when the all said and done, you're going to do what?
Lose it.
He said, you're going to lose it. Now, you, if you want it now, you're going to lose it later, right?
But whosoever will lose his or her life for my sake,
mm-hmm.
the same shall save.
Verse 25.
Verse 25.
Uh-huh.
For what is a man advantage?
He said, now what is a man or woman's advantage? Go ahead.
Advantage. If he or she gained the whole world.
Well, you got it working, everything working on your behalf, right?
Right.
Popped up, it's looking good. Everything is good. Well, they say everything is grooving. They say, what if you gain the whole world? and lose yourself and be what?
Or be cast away.
That sounds like a nice saying there to me. You become a castaway. Verse 26. Yes, ma'am.
For whosoever shall be ashamed of me.
Now, you say, if you're going to hide my word behind your back, right, and tell somebody what you think and what you feel, what about it?
And of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed.
Please.
When he shall come in, his own righteous glory.
And his own greatness,
and in his Father.
Mm-hmm.
And of the righteous ministry.
Verse 27, what did it say?
27.
Yes, ma'am.
But I will tell you the truth.
He said, look here, I'm telling you the truth now.
There be some standing here.
Well, we don't really need that. But on that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother, see Rory, by saying,
hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right. But is the Israel. Give me that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I believe that. Yahuwah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Give me that Luke. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Brother Chris Israel of C. Roy.
Luke chapter 1, verse 19. And it reads, and the minister of spirit answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of Yahuwah, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings.
Glad tidings. Show these glad tidings. Okay. All right. Give me. Huh? All right. Okay. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Okay. Hallelujah. The precept on one. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. All right, go ahead, Sister Phoebe, there, Princess Israel.
Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And the ministering spirit said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Okay, now you read it. Now we read in Luke chapter 1, verse 19, who the name of that is. What's the name of that ministering spirit right here? You can put that in by backing up, by reading, back up with Luke 1:19. Now put that in there, and Luke chapter 2, verse 10. With that understanding.
Verse 10. And the ministering spirit, Gabriel, said unto them.
Let's read like it is. Say it to them. Go ahead.
Fear not. For behold, I, Gabriel, will bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Good tidings, great joy. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, give me that, all right. Give me Exodus. Going to Exodus 23. At the brother Chris Israel, Exodus 23. Pick up that verse 20.
Behold, I send an angel, ministering spirit before thee, keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
He said, I'm going to send the ministering spirit before you to keep you in the way. Hold that poem. Be coming back. I'll be going to Psalms real quick. I remember saying something like that in Psalms. Go on to Psalms and see what I want. Let's see. Psalms. Let's see. Psalms. Twenty-three, twenty. Keep you in the way. Keep you in the way. Let's see. What I'm looking for here. Keep you in the way. That verse I'm looking for. Keep you in the way. It's that verse is that you get them charged over you to keep you in the way. It's the verse I'm looking for. Tie in with that. Charge over you to keep you in the way. Charge over you to keep you in the way. Yeah. A charge over you to keep you in the way. Hold on. Let me see. We're coming back. Charge over you to keep you in the way. Charge over you to keep you in the way. Now we're coming from Exodus, 20, right? Exodus 20. Yeah, Exodus 23, verse 20. Okay. Keep you in the way. What is that precept? I'm just in charge over you to keep you in the way. Charge over you. Charge over you to keep you in the way. All right, Mother Z, give me that Daniel real quick. Daniel chapter 4. Yeah, let me get there. That Daniel chapter 4. Let's see. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Page 1 is talking about Gabriel, the free spirit.
This angel's charge over you keeps you in the way. It's a verse on that. I remember it's a verse on that. It's a verse on that. This is Psalms as well too. Now we coming from Exodus 23. You know, like then this angel's charge over you to keep you in the way.
Yeah.
To protect. Yeah, I'm looking for that. Okay. Okay, Psalms 91. That's Psalms 91. Psalms 91, verse 11. Psalms 91, verse 11. Psalms 91, verse 11. Yes, ma'am. Psalms 91, verse 11. Mothers of Israel. Psalms 91, verse 11. And then Brother Chris Israel had me that that Luke 4, chapter, verse 10. Hold on. After she read, then you got to her.
Verse 11.
But he shall give his angels, the minister of spirit, charge over you to keep you in all thy ways. All thy ways. Brother Chris Israel. Luke chapter 4, verse 10. To keep thee, yeah. Okay, back to that. We hit that already. All right. Back to the Exodus. Back to the Exodus 23. 23:20. Exodus 23, verse 20. Yeah, we're back to Exodus 23, verse 20. Yes, sir. Verse 21.
Verse 21. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions.
Yeah. Okay, what's another word for transgressions? Brother Chris Israel. What can I read to that? What can I read the meaning of that? The definition of that. Ain't no guess. Gotta be sure. If you don't know, you don't know. Nah. Thank you. That. All right. Okay. Let's go to the back of the book. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. First John, back of the book, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
Back of the book, chapter 3, verse 3
and 4.
And
every man that hath his hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed a sin transgresses also the law, the Lord's instruction.
First
of all, sin is the transgression of the Lord's instruction.
Meaning like your life depend on it. Oh, yeah. Okay, you read that? Okay. All right, Doug, give me verse 8 as well, too.
Verse 8. He that committed sin.
It could be he or she. Both can do it.
Is of the devil. Or the devil. From the beginning.
Yeah.
For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh has manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Now, this word definition of a devil means a deceiver. Go to the back of the book, End Time Prophecy. And we got to really up that devil up, really. The devil really traced, and when you see the word devil anywhere in here, it's really referring to Satan. You really got to up it, seriously. Give me End Time Prophecy, Revelation. Give me Revelation. Real quick. We're going to Revelation. See what I want. Revelation chapter 12. Brother Chris Israel.
Revelation chapter 12.
Verse 9.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his ministering spirits were
evil, wicked ministering spirits.
And his evil ministering spirits were cast out with him.
So when you go in here, now with that understanding, so when you left off at? What you was holding when we went to Revelation? You got what you was holding? Use that John in the back of the book. That's where you left off at. You forgot? It's in the back of the book of John. Use that John, chapter 3. Use that John, chapter 3, verse 8. That's where you left off at. That's what brought me. First John, chapter 3, verse 8. Now, let me read in Revelation 12, verse 9, what it means about deceived devil or Satan, right? So, replace that with that understanding. 1 John, back of the book, chapter 3, verse 8.
He or she.
Okay, I'm going to ask somebody else, because I don't think you're going to up to that one. Sister Phoebe will be a Prince of Israel. Okay. All right, my dear friend there. Okay. Mother Z Israel. Let me first chapter 3, verse 8. You went to Revelation 12, verse 9. I'm seeking you, up that in verse 8.
He of thee that committed sin is of the devil.
Okay, the devil and who? The devil, remember we read in Revelation 12, 9?
The devil.
You know that S word?
The devil.
Satan, right?
Is
of Satan, right?
Satan. Yeah.
So with that understanding, read that 1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
He of thee that committed sin is of the devil and Satan.
Satan, go ahead.
The devil and Satan sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifest that he might destroy the work of the devil and Satan.
Works of Satan. Am I sure the works of Satan? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Give me that. All right. Let's go to Nehemiah real quick. Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. Buddy E, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. Okay, what is this water here? Get them water for their thirst. What water is this talking about here? The what? Okay, where can we read that at? Where can we read that at? Where can we read that at? What's the precept on that water? Get them some water for their thirst. What's the precept on that? Give them water for their thirst.
Yeah.
What is this here? What is this water? He's giving them water for their thirst. Yeah, we don't just several times about this water. Yeah, that's why it's so imperative to have your note takes and just pick it up on the Sabbath. It'll show forth. This water here. What is this water? We can read. You don't know this, we keep it moving. Okay, Mother Israel, you know? Okay, all right, okay, let's go to Ephesians, real quick. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's pick up at Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians 5:26, real quick. Ephesians 5:26. Mother E. Israel, Ephesians 5:26. By his word. I will wash you up his word, his water. All right. Okay, second witness, go to John. We're going to John, regular book, John. Going to John. Coming back. All right, we're going to John chapter, let's see. Now Ephesians 5:26, we just come from.
Yeah.
We're going to John 15:3. John 15:3. Mother Z Israel, John 15:3.
Now,
ye are clear through
the word which I have spoken unto you.
All right.
Can I grab one on that first seat while we're working with?
Yes, sir. John chapter 7, 37 and 38. Brother Chris Israel, C. Roy.
37-38. The last day, that great day of the feast, that while the sun stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst,
any man or woman thirst,
let him or her come unto me and drink.
I'm going to need to drink. Go ahead.
Verse 38. Is she that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Living water. Yahuwah. All right. There you go. Give me another hit. John chapter 4. 13 and 14. John chapter 4, 13 and 14. John chapter 4, 13 and 14. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal. John chapter 4, 13 and 14. Pick up at verse 10 and then skip that 13 and 14.
John chapter 4, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 4, verse 10. Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of Yahuwah, and who it is that said to you, give me to drink. Thus would it have asked of him, and he would have given you living water.
The living water. You can go ahead and read all the way to verse 14 now. This is going to, go ahead.
Verse 11. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From
within
hast thou that living water.
So she asking in her mind, see, he went spiritual on her. She didn't have no clue when she, you know, he went spiritual on her. She couldn't understand what he was doing because she thinks she's talking about the well of water, the well of that. So he went very spiritual on her. Go ahead.
Verse 12. Are you greater than our father Israel, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Verse 13. Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
The one when she asked about that well water, you're going to thirst again about that. You're on the carnal mind. She's from the northern kingdom anyway. So she had no understanding. Go ahead.
Verse 14. For whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him or her shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him or her shall be in him or her a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
So you want everlasting life. This is this water, this word. It gives you everlasting life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, back to that, we was at Nehemiah. Okay, yeah, we read that. Okay, we read that, yeah, 20. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, we was at Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. We was at Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me see what somebody at on this one. Okay. Give me that, what's the precept on here real quick? I'm going to Nehemiah, same chapter. Back to Nehemiah 9. Let me come back there. Make that 9, what 9:14 reads. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14. Mother Z Israel.
Who's made known unto them?
Who's the them here in verse 14? Okay, made known to the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay, let's give me that book of Jubilees real quick. Let's see, Jubilees, see what I'm going. All right, Jubilees. Okay, Jubilees, chapter 2. We're going to Book of Jubilees, chapter 2. At verse 17. Jubilees chapter 2, verse 17. Pick up at verse 17. Mother E. Book of Jubilees chapter 2, pick up at verse 17. Yeah, all the way till we get a name. So who's the dim is until we get a name.
And all the ministers, spirits of the present, and all the ministers, spirits of the sanctification, these two great classes he has hidden for us to keep. He has
coming back. Yeah, Exodus 4:22. See that? It's really my son, even my firstborn. There wasn't no, Okay. All right. That's where they got that from. Okay. All right, back to, oh, no, it's another hit on that about the firstborn son.
Yeah.
Another hit on that real quick. Okay. Yeah, about the firstborn. It's another hit on that as well. Let me see. About you are my firstborn. Yeah, that was Exodus 4:22 he was reading. Hey, brother Yada, you pull me out. I know it's in, I don't know if it's still in Exodus. Another hit on that firstborn real quick before we go back to Jubilees. You said Jeremiah 31 verse 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jeremiah chapter 39 verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 9. Thus shall come with weeping and with supplication will I let you let them leave. I mean, I supplication will I leave you. I will cause you to walk by the river of water in the stream in the straight way wherein
he said he gonna cause you to walk by the river of water out
straight way.
And all that good stuff we brother T poured out about that water. Well, what are you talking about that?
Okay.
You got to line up with this world. You got to line up with the word. Great thing, right? And be lined up with this word. He said, I'm going to call you to walk by the water. Great thing. You know what I mean?
Straight way.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein you shall not stumble.
That's powerful information, huh? Look here. You ain't going to get off right. Period.
Well, I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn.
Ephraim is my firstborn.
All right. I got one.
You got one.
All right, Genesis 46, verse 8. Genesis 46, verse 8. Mother Z, Israel. Genesis 46, verse 8. And these?
And these are the names of the children of Israel which come into Egypt for Mizraim, Jacob.
Or Mizraim, land of bondage.
Mizraim, land of bondage. Jacob, Israel, and his son, Reuben, Israel's firstborn. Israel's firstborn.
Okay, that's all I want to hit off that. Okay, back to that, Jubilees chapter 2. Back to Jubilees chapter 2. He was at the middle of verse 20. Middle of verse 20. Jubilees chapter 2, in the middle of verse 20.
And have sanctified him unto myself forever.
Never, like that's like eternal, forever and ever.
Yeah.
No ending. Go ahead.
And I will teach them the Sabbath day, that they may keep the Sabbath their own from all the work. And thus he created that man a mind in accordance with which they should keep Sabbath.
He said he created there a sign. So the Sabbath is a sign.
Yeah.
I remember reading that in Ezekiel. I remember seeing some of that in Ezekiel.
Yahuwah.
Alright, hold that real quick. We're coming back. Going to Ezekiel real quick. Going to Ezekiel to see her about this sign. Going to Ezekiel. Let's see what I want. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, Ezekiel 20, that's right. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel chapter 20, 10 to 12, 19 and 20. Mother E, Israel. Ezekiel chapter 20, 10 to 12, 19 and 20. Mm-hmm. Ten to 12, then skip down 19 to 20.
Wherefore, I caused him to go forth out of the land of Israel, out of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And I gave him my staff and showed them my judgment.
You don't want to just say the dim, but we gotta up the ante now on the dim, so be clear about what we're talking about here. And the dim.
I gave them my children of Israel, my judgment, which ever a man do, he shall even live in them.
He said, if a man do, he should even live in them, right? Okay, hold that. We're coming back. He said he should do, he should even live in them. Give me that Romans real quick. We're going to, let's see what I want. We're going to Romans. Romans 7, 1. Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Mother D.F. Israel.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Know you not, brethren.
Brother and sisters, go ahead.
Know you not, brother and sisters, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction has dominion over a man and woman as long as he or she lives.
As long as he or she lives. So, yeah, you got to do this until so you shut down.
Yeah.
You got to do this all the way until you shut down. Once you got breath in you, you got to carry it. Mm. Once you got breath in you, once you breathing.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Romans 7:1 we just came from. All right. Okay, back to where we was at, left off at, Ezekiel 20. All right, use that, 12, go ahead. Them, sanctified them, children of Israel. Go ahead.
19. I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, children of Israel.
Let's read like it is first. Then when you see the them, then it's,
okay.
You should do them.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19. I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them.
Okay, verse 20.
And hallow my Sabbath.
And sanctify my Sabbath. Go ahead.
And they shall be a sign between me and you.
Say, and they. So they, talking to the children of Israel. Go ahead.
That you may know that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Okay, so that's what that sign is. Back to the Jubilee chapter 2. Back to Jubilee chapter 2. Okay, you was at verse 21. Back to Jubilee chapter 2, verse 21.
If he created that in a sign in accordance with which they should keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day to eat and to drink and to bless him who has created all things as he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a peculiar people.
Okay, you say a peculiar people. Let's break down what this peculiar means real quick so we have clear on that. Let's go to Deuteronomy real quick. Let's go to Deuteronomy. The word for place, peculiar. On your mark in Jubilee, we're coming back. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's see. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. But it's the Israel. See, Roy, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For you are in righteous people unto the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of, for you are a righteous people unto Yahuwah the Son, that Yahuwah
Until Yahweh, your Yahweh, if you say Yahweh the Son, you got to prove that that's him. Even though we know that's Yahweh the Son we're reading, but you have to, if you just say that, you got to bag it out. You got to read your way out and precept your way out. And when you say Yahweh the Son, because they ain't gonna see that. They're not going to see that there. They're going to be, wait a minute, I don't see no Yahweh's Son in there. Mm-hmm. You got to. Right, because they're going to, they go rich,
Who are you reading that month?
Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Yeah, they gonna do it. That's what they go say tomorrow. And they ain't really gonna act a fool tomorrow. They really, truly, I mean, they already on the state now. Okay. But can we read that? And that's Yahweh the Son. Yeah, what can we read that at? Yeah, that's why so you gotta buddy, improve that. All right, hold that. We're finna see if you can guess. You guess wrong. You guessing right now that Corinthians. Mm-mm. You make great errors when you guess.
No.
That's. Mm-mm.
I'm just looking on my notes.
Oh my. We come back to Deuteronomy 7:6. You got to prove that Yahweh the Son back there. I'm going to get warm up in... Okay, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Huh? She may have said Yahweh the Son. We do Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. He's broken that word peculiar. So I was going there Deuteronomy 7, 6 for a reason, to see what that peculiar, what peculiar really, what word goes into peculiar. That's why I went there. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. I have Mother Z.
St. John, chapter 1, verse 1 through
1, 2, 3. Man, you can really claim your. There's a precept on that John 1, 1 through 3 in the back of the book. You can precept that if you want to really straighten it out. The precept on that John 1, 1 through 3. Go ahead and do a brother. Pick it up at verse 4. What is that, 14?
Yeah,
14. Yeah, that 14 is probably straightened out the book. And, then 3 would be, verse 3 would be more plainly. 1. John 1:1-3. We know concerning Yahweh the Son, really, but then you, verse 2, the same was beginning with Yahweh the Son. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's clear. Now, if you want to... Okay, to prove that was Yahweh the Son back there, we already in John, right? Look what it says here, John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Pick up at verse 45 to 47. Mother E, John chapter 5, verse 45 to 47. Just give you a hint, right, real quick. Go ahead.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust.
Even Moses, whom you trust, which is his writings, his first, the first five books. Go ahead.
46. But had he believed Moses,
you wouldn't have a believing me. But he wrote of me.
You see that? You're getting ahead real quick. Verse 47.
But if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my word?
I should believe my word. Let's give you a hint real quick. You got to know where to go there because they're not gonna see that. Okay. Or you can go here real quick in Luke. Here you go, Luke real quick, Luke 24. Luke chapter 24. Okay. Luke chapter 24. Pick up at 27. And then skip down. Verse 44. Make that 44 and 45 real quick. Luke chapter 24, verse 27, 44 and 45. Himself. Now, verse
44 and 45. Verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things
shall be
fulfilled, which was written in the Torah instructions of Moses.
First five books of Moses. Go ahead.
And in the seal, and in the song concerning me.
Concerning me.
45. Then opened he the understanding, that they might understand the scriptures.
See that? Somebody understand the scriptures. Okay. Look what it says here in Ephesians real quick. Going to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. But is he Israel? No.
And Yahweh the Father,
yeah,
who created all things. Okay. Yahweh the Father, who created all things by Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh. He's a mystery to the work. And they think the Father was doing all that. They don't have no clue, see, like other caps. They gonna have no clue about that. See, they teach. They teach us the it's a mystery. Okay. All right. Okay. Here's another one here. Okay, it's another hit real quick. All right, Mother E, give me Hebrews, the little word for Eber. Chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, the little word for Eber, chapter 1. Hebrews, put a word for Hebrew, chapter 1. Pick up at verse 8 through 10. I'll straighten it out. I'll break it down because I know you. Go ahead. I do dramatics. Go ahead.
He said, unto
Yahweh the Son, he, the Father, said what? Go ahead.
That throne, O Yahweh, is forever.
Your throne, O Yahweh the Son, is forever. Go ahead.
The scepter of righteousness is the scepter
of your kingdom. Verse 9. You, Yahweh the Son, have loved righteousness. Go ahead.
And have hated
iniquity, sin. Go ahead.
Also, Yahweh, even that your Yahweh, have acknowledged thee.
Therefore, Yahweh the Son, even your Yahweh, the Father, go ahead.
Have anointed
you, Yahweh the Son,
with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Above thy fellows, verse 10.
Verse 10. And thou, Yahweh, in the beginning.
And you, Yahweh the Son, go ahead.
Have laid the foundation of the earth and the heavens, thy work, thine hand.
See that, and the heavens are the work of your hands. These all you gotta have prepared. The bust the game says they're not gonna see that. So okay, all right. Back to that Deuteronomy. That's that Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Mm-hmm. Well, that's too much later.
You want to go to 8, 7.
Read back to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. We just had to break down who they, you know, you say Yahweh the Son, that's what we're just coming back here.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Right, so that peculiar place, So that peculiar is the one not word for what in verse 6? That one word in verse 6 right here. That word peculiar is a what not word for what? And here in verse 6. But you just got the reading. Special. Special. Alright, special. Okay, back to the Jubilees. Book of Jubilees. We have Book of Jubilees chapter 2. Okay. You got to finish off verse 21. Yeah, verse 21.
Thus he created their end and sign, and they caught him with which, and they caught him with which they should keep fast, and was up on the seventh day to eat and to drink and to bless him whom has created all things, as he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a peculiar, a special people, above all people, and that they should keep fast together with us. Verse 22. And he caused his command to cease.
To sin
as a sweet savior, acceptable before him all the days. Verse 23.
Okay.
There were 22 generations of mankind. From Adam to Israel. And 22 kinds of works were made unto the seventh day. And this is blessed and righteous, and the former also is blessed and
righteous.
And righteous. And this one serves the set one for sanctification and blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And to Israel and his seed, it was granted that they should always be the blessed and righteous ones of the first testimony.
That first testimony, you mean the first covenant. Covenant. So when you see the testimony, covenant, meaning covenant. It said it was granted that they should always be blessed and the righteous one of the first covenant.
He has sanctified and blessed the Sabbath day on the seventh day. Verse 25. He created heaven and earth and everything that he created. In 6 days, and Yahweh made the seventh day righteous for all his works thereof. He commanded on its behalf that whosoever doeth any work thereon should die, and that he would defile it, that he who defied it shall surely die. Verse 26. Wherefore, man, the children of Israel, to observe this day, that they may keep it righteous and not do their own in work. and not to decide it as it is righteous than all other days.
All other days is more righteous than all other days, all the way to 6 days. The other days is all the way to the 6th day. Go ahead.
Verse 27. And whosoever profanes it shall surely die. And whosoever does their own in the work shall surely die eternally. That the children of Israel may observe this day throughout their generation. And not be rooted out of the land, for it is a righteous day and a blessed day. And everyone who observes it and keeps Sabbath thereon from all his works will be righteous and blessed throughout all the days like unto us. Verse 29, declare and say to the children of Israel, the Torah instruction of this day, both that they should keep Sabbath their own, and that they should not forsake it in the error of their mind, and that it is not lawful to do any work their own, which is unseemly to do their own.
If it's not taking, if it's not ministry business, then if you're doing other than ministry business, then yeah, it will seem unseemly. Go ahead.
And that they should not prepare their own anything to be eaten or drunk, and that it is not lawful draw water or grain in or take out their own throughout their gates any burden which they had not prepared for themselves on the 6th day in their dwelling.
Is he supposed to get all that together on the 6th day, whichever you're going to bring in? So that 6th day, you got to do that on the 6th day.
Verse 30. And they shall not bring in nor take out from house to house on that day, for that day is more righteous and better than any Jubilee day of the Jubilee. And on this we keep Sabbath in the heaven before it was made known to any earth.
Right, so all the ministering spirits up in third heaven, they keep it as well before it was known unto us. First, they was keeping it, and then it's passed down for us to keep it. Yahweh, go ahead.
To keep Sabbath their own, the earth. 31. And the creator of all things blessed it. But he did not sanctify all people and nations to keep Sabbath their own, but Israel alone.
So he say, like he said, he did not sanctify all people, all the other 17 nations. They're not supposed to be, they got their own thing. They're not supposed to be, it wasn't given to them. So they got their own thing going on. 17 nations got their own thing going on. It was only for us, it was given to us, it was passed down to us. See that? Okay, so, So he had to, he didn't deal with other people. Let's get that in Amos real quick. Amos chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. Amos chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. But it's Israel, Amos chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. Let me get there real quick. It's right before Obadiah. Mm-hmm. These are not even supposed to be having this book in the first place. When you see them having it, you see tomorrow on these TVs, on the property. So David got something to say about them, but I'm having that. Mm-hmm.
Amos 3:1-2.
Yes, ma'am.
Amos 3:1. Hear this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, from the land of bondage, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins, transgressions, pollutions of sin.
All your sins. That's what I will punish for, all your sins. Okay. All right, what Amos was getting that from? Let's go to Psalms real quick. What he was reading. Let's go to Psalms. Let's see. That Psalms, 148? Psalm 147:19-20. Psalm 147:19-20. Psalms 147:19-20. Mother D.F. Israel and C. Roy.
Chapter 47:19-20. He showed his words unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. Verse 20. He has not dealt so with any nation.
Any other 17 nations, go ahead.
And as for his judgment, they have not known them.
They have not known.
Praise you, Yahweh.
Praise you, Yahweh. Psalms 103:7. Psalms 103:7. Mother Z Israel. Psalms 103:7. Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 103:7.
You don't need no man, so not in the temple of Yahweh.
Psalm 103:7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children, family of Israel.
Yeah. The nation don't know nothing, don't know the guy on the table. That's why I say, especially our brother, the other nation, Esau. Let's find Psalms. All right, let's go to Psalms 50 real quick. Going to Psalms 50. Psalms 50:16. Psalms 50, pick up at verse 16. Mother E. Israel, Psalms 50:16. Psalms 50:16.
But unto the wicked.
Okay, he said, but unto the wicked. Who's this wicked here? But unto the wicked.
Yeah.
Who's this wicked man here?
Malachi 1:3-4.
Hallelujah.
Pick up at Malachi chapter 1 and skip down verse 3 and 4. Malachi 1:1, skip down verse 3 and 4. Go ahead, Mother Eve.
I heard Esau, and I hated Esau, and
made his mountain. Hold on, let me get that. That's Malachi 1:1, reading that.
Malachi 1:3,
yeah, Malachi 1:1, skip down 3. Came down in power when they came back in power. Go ahead.
They shall call them the borders of wickedness, and the people against whom the Yahweh has indignation
of heaven. He hate these people for heaven. He got indignation of heaven.
Yahweh.
Okay. All right. That's who that wicked is here. This wicked man here. Okay. Give me that, let me see what I want. One more, then I'm going to go back. We can finish that wicked off in Psalms 50. All right, let's go to Psalms real quick. What's that, Psalm 17? Let's see what I want. Let's see. Now, we come back to Psalms 50. I just want to, okay, Psalms 17. Psalms 17, 13. Psalms 17, 13. Psalms 17, verse 13. Psalm 17, 13, Mother Z is real.
Chapter 17, verse 13.
Disappoint him.
Cast him down. Deliver myself from the wicked, which is the sword.
Say, which is your sword? Which is your sword? Yahuwah, beauty there. Other tears. Yahuwah. All right. That's who this wicked is. Disappoint him. Cast him down. Look what it says here in verse 14. Read verse 14 real quick. I'm looking at something in verse 14.
Verse 14. For man which are they hand, O Yahweh, from man of the world which has thou portion in this life,
yeah.
and who barely you feel with your hidden treasure, they are full of children and leave the rest to their substance, to their babes.
They mean your substance, whatever you got going on, they leave it to their babes and pass it on.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. And it's a clue who they speak about. Look what it says here. Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Give verse 10 and verse 9.
Same book.
Yeah, same book.
It wasn't me. Pass on to you. 12,
you said it wasn't me. I got a verse on that saying that wasn't me.
You said
10 and 12
or 10 and 11.
Ten and 9.
10 and 9. Go back, read 10 and then go back to 9. Go back up to 9.
Read 9 and 10. Let's read 9 and 10.
Okay. Verse 9 and 10. So
17,
verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. For the wicked that oppress me from my daily enemies,
yes.
Who compare me a vow.
Mm.
Verse 10. They are
Enclosed
in their own fat,
yeah.
Which with thy mouth that speaketh proudly.
Proudly. So does it hinder us who this wickedness is?
Yeah.
Who this wickedness is? It gives you all kind of clues. All right, so this, all right, back to that Psalm 50. All right, Psalm 50. We have Psalm 50, verse 16.
Unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what hast thou to do to declare my by statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, verse 17. Okay, 18.
When you saw a thief.
Say, when you saw a thief. I say, when you saw a thief. Okay, there's another clue about who this thief is. You saw a thief. Hold that. Let's go to Obadiah real quick. Yeah, hold what you got. Going to Obadiah. Brother Obadiah. Brother Obadiah. Obadiah chapter 1. All right, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1. All right, pick up at verse 5. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, and then skip down verse 5. All right, Mother Z.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1, and skip down to verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Yahweh concerning Edom. Ye have heard.
Okay, Edom flew the word for Esau and his five sons.
Edom. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1, skip down to verse 5. The verse 1, the vision of Obadiah, thus says the Yahweh concerning Edom polluted for Esau and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from the Yahweh and ambassador is sent from the Yahweh and an ambassador is sent among the heathen nations.
Uh-huh.
Arise, eat, and let us raise up against
rise
him.
Up.
Rise up against him. Her.
Yes.
Rise up against her in valor.
I skip down verse 5.
Verse 5. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, How are you cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the great gatherers came to you, would they not be some great?
They take all. They're not going to leave nothing. Not even a little bit. Go ahead.
Verse 6. How are these things of Esau searched out? How are these things of Esau and his five sons searched out? How are his
how are his hidden things sought up?
How are his
mm-hmm. All right, give me verse 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Verse
Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. We're going to pick up at verse 21. Now, I'll make that 24, Luke chapter 21, verse 24. Luke 21, verse 24. All right, Brother Chris Israel.
Luke chapter 21, verse 24. They shall fail by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations.
So this day he's talking about the southern kingdom, Yada Judah. Go ahead.
Let's
lead the way captive to all nations. Now Judah shall be triumphant. Okay. Go ahead. I'll bring the dramatic. No, what you say?
Turned down by the southern kingdom.
No. That's an error. Yeah, this Gentile talking about Amalek, Esau, and his five sons. This Gentile. It can mean Gentile, it can mean it have a double meaning in this case. In this case, it's talking about Esau and his five sons, Amalek. It always don't mean the same time every time you read it. So it have a double meaning on it. Gentile nation of Esau and his five sons, Amalek. Go ahead, Brother Chris Israel.
Run down the enemy.
No.
He just told you.
It's not. It's a double meaning. We're Gentiles, Amalek, Esau, his five sons. The nation of Esau, his five sons, Amalek. Okay, go ahead.
You got something.
The precept on that in Matthew.
Esau's five sons,
until the time of Esau's five sons, people feel. All right, we're going to Matthew. It's another hit on that in Matthew. Let's see. Now, it's a precept on that in Matthew. I'm going to see that where that's at. Matthew. Give me that Daniel real quick. Yeah, Daniel 9. Yeah, come back to that. Go to Daniel. Okay, Daniel. Oh, not 9:27. Okay, Daniel chapter 9. No, not 9. Get the time. All right, Daniel 2:16, real quick. Daniel chapter 2, verse 16.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 16, and it reads, then Daniel went in the desire of the king, that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation.
Right, so you just give me time real quick on that. Give me time on that. All right, okay. And Matthew, now I want to say it's the time, but he saw the fact some people feel about the tribulation, or something about the. I'm thinking it's
Now, Moses,
he falling asleep. Okay, Dave, Matthew 24. Yeah, that's it, Matthew 24. Pick up at verse 15. They got another name called a... Matthew 24, verse 15.
Yes, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of the desolation spoken by Daniel.
Here,
stand in
righteous place.
So read it, let him understand.
That whoso read it, let him understand. 16.
Verse 16. Then let them which be judged.
No, that's what that said.
Judea, please.
Which be in Yada, love the kingdom. Go ahead. Let them be in, it says, then let them which be in Yada, the land of Yada, Judah, go ahead and flee into the mountains. But what mountains? Flee into the mountains. But the captives teach that they went over in Egypt. Why are we going to go back there when we just try to get away from there? Doesn't make no sense. Why would we go back into that where we came from? We're going to show you where we came, where we was fleeing to real quick. We're going to Deuteronomy real quick. You know the old saying that, like, Utah?
Yeah.
You know the state they call Utah now?
Uh-huh.
It's really called this in Deuteronomy 34.
So,
no, that's bad teaching. No, man, it's no. Deuteronomy 34. Pick up at verse 1. This is what they was fleeing to real quick.
And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain. Nebo.
The mountain of what?
Nebo.
Mountain of Nebo. Go ahead.
A
Pisgah.
That is over. Again.
Jericho.
And the Yahweh showed to him all the land
of Gilgal.
Gilead.
Okay, verse 2.
And all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh.
Okay, go ahead.
And all the land of Judah to the utmost sea.
Second witness, Deuteronomy 32, verse 49. This is Mount Nebo right here. That's what they was going to. Deuteronomy 32, 49. Mother Z Israel, Deuteronomy 32, verse 49.
Verse 49.
Yeah, Deuteronomy 32, verse 49. Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy 32, verse 49.
Get thee up into this mountain. A unto offering.
I'm offering.
Get thee up into this mountain, offering unto
Mount Nebo.
Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession.
There for possession. And Mount Nebo, and where's Mount Nebo at today? I'm going to show you some images real quick. Mount Nebo is like, this is how you know this is our land too. And what's this land also called? You got the eastern world, but what this land is also called as well too, right? We was given. We can read what we was given. What land we was given. Real quick, Deuteronomy, same book, Deuteronomy 21. Deuteronomy 21. Deuteronomy 21. Verse 17. Pick up at verse 16. Deuteronomy 21, verse 16 and 17. Mother E, Deuteronomy 21, verse 16 and
17. It shall be when he makes his son inherit that which he has had, that he may not make his son of his beloved first, while before his son of his baby, which is indeed his first son.
Son. Son which he had, the son which he had it.
Which is
you read verse 16?
16. Then it shall be when he make his son
to inherit
that which he had.
Okay.
That he may not make the son of the beloved
firstborn.
For the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn.
Verse 17.
Verse 17. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him the double portion of all that he has, for he is the beginning of his strength. Righteousness of the firstborn is here.
So that double portion is that you got the eastern and the western world, which we're in the western world right now. So this too, that we was here, and we have history here as well. Yahweh. That's over there at what they call the state called Utah. There go Mount Nebo. Here's the images of Mount Nebo. The other people's not going to bring this out, but see. There go right here.
So did you bring out that double portion?
So more basically, you bought that most deep Israel.
Did you bring out who was that got that double portion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got Deuteronomy 21. Yeah, you got to break out who got the double portion. Okay. All right, we got Deuteronomy 21. Let's see. We've got the double portion. We got Deuteronomy 21.
Yeah, who by name got that double portion,
Mother?
He up there got some cooking, man.
Okay, indeed, was the firstborn. Firstborn. Let's see. Firstborn. We'll go to Genesis 20. We'll check it out, Genesis 20. Check that, examine that real quick. Genesis 29, let's see. 29. Here's what I need here. No, the firstborn, we was at Deuteronomy 21, 16 to 17.
That was in Deuteronomy 30,
that was in 34, about Mount Nebo.